10. State shepherds and sheepdogs can only control the cattle by restraining the global vampire, which can only be done at the expense of other states as resources are finite. This means there are gradations of hardship. This is also Wallerstein's point about the growth of the middle class globally. Hardship, I believe, is where power is headed. And it wants to be sitting on the people hard, wants us completely demoralized, no hope, when serious hardship hits all nations, which it has, obviously unevenly. No people wants to remain at the bottom. So does this not play into patriotism? 11. Power thought that achieving totalitarian control of the globe, unifying the globe physically via the global economy, would simultaneously allow it to achieve totalitarian control of our minds globally by disseminating the structures for instilling discipline that Foucault writes about, by disseminating those things globally. But the people, as always, prove recalcitrant. And our means of resistance, our thought, advances apace as power's means of control. 12. If power is trying to sculpt a reality, and sculpt implies force, and that reality is hierarchical, rigid, fixed class divisions, and if that reality it's trying to sculpt is scarcity, generalized hardship, and must therefore, because the reality is hierarchical, that's how it achieves generalized hardship, the illusion of scarcity, our belief in scarcity, and being hierarchical must therefore achieve different effects, different outcomes for different regions of the world and within them to maintain the integrity of the ideology, rank, natural masters, natural slaves. And greed was unleashed to achieve it. And if we talk about this one, we'll talk about the story from Ovid's Metamorphoses, the last one, Erisaithon, which an excerpt of that you can read in Revealing Division in the section on creating a scarcity myth. So if greed was unleashed to achieve it, which eats itself such that the integrity of the ideology was compromised, the facade slipped, and power's face could be seen through it. That is to say, people could see that there's nothing natural about it, power, at all. What are the levers that it uses to sculpt that reality? 13, reality that it's attempting to create. 13, so we are at a point when the ideology has been seen through, and power's sole play is to wait, to endure, to survive us, this generation, and continuously retrain the next generation to accept its new world order, a dark apocalyptic place, a deeper, darker jungle where only the very strongest can make it, which means they have to appeal to the heroic and competitive tendencies of youth. I'm laughing because I recall going down to when the Occupy Oakland encampment wasn't there anymore, but it was the second attempt at a general strike and a sad shadow of the original. And I was trying to engage some young people who identified as anarchist and to talk to them and to see what, well, a lot of things. But I remember one young man saying to me that his goal was to be the best, the most militant, the most radical, anti-power, anti-capitalist anarchist that he could be. You know, the best of the best of the best. Straight up Plato, folks. And but hey, that's youth, that's heart, and power knows that it has to capture that heart early, or it's got trouble on its hands. 14. If you put consumption of the planet together with discipline, you get hardship, austerity, quote, living within our means, unquote, quote. They have been controlling us with the scarcity myth ever since class started. Now, scarcity has become global and total. Now that it has, now that scarcity has become global, total, what is the progress myth in a total scarcity context? 15. Panopticon, on the flip side, means they hold our eyes. Power cannot allow an alternative story, aka the truth, to hold our eyes. 17. The wage is the panopticon, the means by which we are seen by power, and the lens through which we see them. That is to say, they remain hidden because our thoughts are given us. 18. Why we see our brothers and sisters and ourselves as cattle, i.e. as much less interesting than power and its ways. Our eyes, our thoughts, have been herded via atomization and the wage such that we can't comprehend the whole. And those allowed wider access to the whole, who get to see a little bit more of it, or what they're shown of it, are told they're stars. They're systematically made to feel special, the smart ones, the gifted, while our vision is kept even narrower. So I believe we see our brothers and sisters and ourselves as cattle because we give our allegiance to discipline, and that discipline is just another word for power, and that the people are undisciplined. 19. There is a sense in which our focus on the surveillance state in holding our eyes serves a much more important function than mere surveillance itself. 20. The pundits, sheepdogs, keep pushing fix the state. And the rulers, the shepherds, try to leash our allegiance to its manufactured grave, the global economy. And intelligence, we're told, is a healthy, quote unquote, negotiation between the two. This is called being realistic, quote unquote, given scarcity. The state exists to push us in, to keep our eyes fixed on getting our bread. Scarcity justifies global economy. 21. It is not the market which but represents means to control us. It is not the market that they want to be self-regulating, ultimately, but us. That's the only thing that would freeze class in place. We have to be bred, designed that way, to ever focus just on our bread. And that can only be accomplished if it is scarce. What did we learn? That quote from Townsend? Hunger will tame the fiercest animals. And the pundit class is internationalized. So if you infect those, let me back up. If it is in fact we, power wants to be self-regulating, given the internationalization of through the market, the globe, we are all one. The pundit class, too, as well, is internationalized. So if they are infected, quote unquote, it contaminates, quote unquote, the globe. And they are the only thing that gives power its hold. force must be hid, as coercion does not promote happiness. Force must be hid to be effective, as coercion does not promote happiness. To be effective, it is hidden in the market, in all there is, we're told. So we must make the best of it. The market is just another word for compulsion. It is compulsion they mean to make self-regulating. And indeed, we are all looking at the global economy, aren't we? But a new lens now has entered the scene. 22. All the levers that they use to control with bread or earth, ultimately, recognition, love, and sex must be kept scarce. 23. So, what is the relationship between capitalism or the free market, whichever way you prefer to look at it, and power? So, for example, how do we reframe or translate the question, is capitalism doomed? How do we translate that into our mother tongue? If we understand that the free market or capitalism is an ideological screen useful for power to hide behind, to hide coercion behind, then the question falls into proper perspective. We might in this moment as well ask, is communism doomed as an ideological screen that Chinese elites hide behind?